This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears and husband Sam Asghari were recently seen out and about acting as if everything was just fine. However, members of Britney's inner circle have been deeply concerned about her recent erratic behavior and had evidently planned yet another intervention to ask Britney to seek help for mental health issues and potential substance abuse. But it was called off. Why? Megan Fox found DMs and text messages on fiancé Machine Gun Kelly's phone that led her to believe he's been having an affair. The Jennifer's Body star, 36, deleted many of her photos with the 32-year-old singer. She captioned in an Instagram slideshow, "You can taste the dishonesty. It's all over your breath." That's not all that was on his breath. Rumors have been flying since Avril Lavigne was seen at dinner with Tyga at Nobu in Malibu. The pair had a nice dinner and were spotted hugging before they got in the same car and left together. Avril has been engaged to Maude's son since March of last year, and the couple was seen together at a recent Grammy party. So, is she just friends with Tyga, or has the Maude's son set? Slash said Guns N' Roses' notorious antics would have garnered serious backlash if today's social media climate existed in the 80s and 90s. The guitarist, best known for such iconic rock songs as Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle, claimed GNR would have not fared well in this environment. Ah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Cancelled! Beyoncé announced she'll be touring North America and Europe. Yep, the Renaissance World Tour kicks off in Stockholm, Sweden on May 10th and concludes in New Orleans, Louisiana, September 27th. Beyoncé recently won her record-breaking 32nd Grammy Award for her Renaissance album, winning for Best Dance Electronic Music Album. Of course she did! Federal prosecutors asked the judge to give singer R. Kelly 25 more years in prison for his child pornography and enticement convictions last year in Chicago, which would add to his current 30-year sentence. Now the 56-year-old won't be eligible for release until he's around 100. At that point, it's, "I believe I can die, not fly." Chris Pratt and his wife Katherine Schwarzenegger made their first red carpet appearance together in 4 years. The couple posed for photos at the opening of Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Hollywood. Schwarzenegger, 33, wore an oversized denim jacket over a white top, black skinny jeans, and black boots. Pratt, 43, wore some clothes. For the first time in over a decade, there's a number one debut on Billboard's Rock and Alternative Airplay chart. Linkin Park's Lost, recorded during the sessions for the band's 2003 album Meteora, was number one on the all-rock audience-based chart dated February 25th. Lead singer Chester Bennington committed suicide in 2017. Chester, we miss you. Former GMA3 co-anchors Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are not letting unemployment stop them from having a good time together. The journalists, who recently signed exit agreements with ABC after their affair went public, were spotted getting touchy-feely during a trip to Mexico. Ah, nothing like a trip to Puerto Vallarta to unwind after on-set diddling.
Idiot of the Week!
Chris Brown, who has never been described as classy, wants people to kiss his ass if they still hate him for his mistake of assaulting then-girlfriend Rihanna in 2009. He said, quote, "I'm 33. I'm tired of y'all running with this narrative," unquote. Well, sir, the world won't forgive and forget because you don't deserve it. Idiot. Ray Liotta is being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame nearly 9 months after his death. Ana Martinez, producer of the Hollywood Walk of Fame, said, quote, "The characters he portrayed will always be etched in Hollywood's film history," unquote. Not entirely true, because his final movie, Dangerous Waters, was never released because it stunk. Aubrey Plaza of The White Lotus revealed that showrunner Mike White joined her on an overseas trip to stalk her ex-boyfriend together. She fell in love with a Swedish exchange student back in high school, and when he had to return to Stockholm, she was crushed. So she decided to recently go in search of him, and White accompanied her. Sorry, they couldn't find him. Actor Mark Wahlberg sold his Beverly Hills mansion for $55 million. That's $32.5 million less than its initial listing in April of last year. The sprawling estate is located in the exclusive North Beverly Park gated community and has 20 bathrooms. Wow, that must require a lot of cleaning, and thus the steep discount. The involuntary manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin have been reduced, so the actor will face less time for the 2021 fatal shooting on the set of Rust. The DA filed altered charges for Baldwin, removing the firearm enhancement. That would drop the possible sentence from 5 years to 18 months. But can they please finish the film first? The Trash Bin. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah began serving her 6.5-year sentence. Shah pleaded guilty to defrauding thousands of people out of money, mainly the elderly, in a telemarketing scheme. The prison is located about 100 miles northeast of Austin and 100 miles northwest of Houston. In other words, in the middle of nowhere. Good.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon told its employees to be in the office at least 3 days a week. Tesla recalled 362,000 vehicles because its software may cause crashes. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki resigned after 9 years in the position. Microsoft is limiting Bing AI chats after the chatbot had some unsettling conversations. You are not happily married. I love you. Yeah, that really happened.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie,
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album,
it's SZA, SOS, for the 10th week.
The number one app,
yes indeed, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, again.
The number one book,
Spare by Prince Harry, is king of the nonfiction books.
Alyssa Michelle Stevens, professionally known as Latto, is a rapper and singer. She first appeared on Jermaine Dupri's reality TV series The Rap Game in 2016, where she was known as Miss Mulatto and won the show's first season. However, she rejected the record deal offered as a result of winning the show and signed with RCA Records in 2020. Latto's mainstream breakthrough came last year with the release of Big Energy, which ended up being her highest charting single to date, peaking at number 3 on the US charts. She was also nominated at this year's Grammy Awards for Best New Artist. Latto has dropped a new track featuring a Canadian Congolese artist named Lou Kala, which we love. Here's Latto featuring Lou Kala with the song of the week, Lottery.
Oh, I need a real boss. Somebody who don't care what the bill costs. Smooth skin, thick thighs, you can build on. If he hit this, then he hit to make a million. Play him like a scratch off, think he getting lucky. Jackpot, baby, if I ever let you touch me. Sip me like wine, I'ma pop it like bubbly. A girl, this fine, make it hard not to love me. Cause this could change your life alone. He like, when I get on the microphone. These big old double D's, waist is on petite. Juicy like capris if I let him squeeze. Yeah, handcuffs with cream. I'm the girl of your dreams. Boy, you know you hit the lottery. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Ooh, if I let you put your hands all over me.
That was Latto featuring Lou Kala with the song of the week, lottery. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.